great contest. I mean, the fact that it's even sold out and everything just shows you the interest is in both counties in it, but particularly Cavan. I mean, it's a long time since they've been in an Ulster final, and I know what Gaelic football means to that county, and I mean, there's a lot of hype down there. Hopefully they'll be a bit overhyped and get to the players from a Donegal point of view, but look at their level-headed bunch of players, Paddy, because they, you know, they won on 4 in a row Ulster under 21, so they're well used to winning, and people would feel that it's time for them, from a Cavan point of view, to make the breakthrough and to win an Ulster championship.
Getting Mickey Graham in as the manager has been massively successive for them. Mickey come in also after guiding Mullinacta to that Leinster championship. What experience will he be bringing?
I know Mickey a long time. As I said, I had him in 97 on that team. And you could, you know, when we'd have a team meeting and that, and players would be having their say, particularly himself, you could know that he knew his stuff at that stage and that he had the ability to be a manager down the road. And, I mean, the other man was with him, Darren McCabe, even though he's very young, that he was a great talker in the dressing room or a team meeting. So I just think that, you know, they've got that quality. They're Cavan people as well, which sometimes makes it, you know, easier. Always people say it's better to have an inside manager, but all possible, you know, and they're both from Cavan. They know club football in Cavan. They know Cavan inside out. So, yeah, he's been very, very successful manager. I mean, he's having a great run of it with Mullinacta, first of all, and such a small club to win a Leinster was a massive achievement. You know, we'll probably never see something like that. A half a parish of Mullinacta, just half a parish, and Gowna the other half in Cavan. But I think that was a massive achievement, and he's carried it on with Cavan. If we look at, you know, the performance in the league in Division 1, I mean, they weren't far away from Dublin's and Kerry's, and you know, they were unfortunate maybe to be relegated from their point of view. So I just think it's looking forward to it. It's going to be a great final. You know, the only one fear you'd have from a Donegal point of view, Paddy, is that hopefully people don't think we have the final played when we beat Tyrone.
And looking where Cavan, I suppose we're focusing on them at the moment, where can they beat Donegal? Where do you think, from a playing aspect, we know what Donegal can do, they've been there, they've done that, but Cavan coming in as underdogs as well, where can they get that little bit of space to create opportunities?
Well, you see, like, they've definitely changed their style of football. They were very defensive, and they've definitely changed their style of football a lot now. They'll probably take a good look at Donegal's performance against Tyrone particularly and say, well, what are we going to do here? We're going to have to go more defensive, and there's no better team in Ulster that can play defensive, because they're very used to it with that under-21 team. Look, at probably the big thing from Cavan's point of view is they have Killian Clark playing really well, and he'd probably pick up Michael Murphy. He went on Rian O'Neill the last day. He took him out the field. So you expect Killian Clark to pick up Michael Murphy, and that will be a great battle. And Raymond Galligan, the goalkeeper, a good free-taker, got 3 points the last day against Armagh. He's a very good free-taker, as well as everything else, you know, and he can come forward. And then the Paddy Faulkner full-back, his dad, Pat, played for Cavan in the past. Good, solid fullback. They have Kieran Brady, who was sent off in the first game against Armagh, but he'd be back. He's a big player for them. And then Gareth McKiernan, they'll tell you in Cavan they feel they're more in this man, and he's the man that could deliver the goods, that he's a good player in a big day. And then, of course, Darren McBitty, who's been the fine of the year so far, playing. They always played in defence. Before, in the past, they used to put him on to mark Ryan McHugh when he was playing for Cavan. Now they've put him up full forward, and he's been very, very effective.
There's one man you didn't mention there, the evergreen Cian Mackay. He's been sprung from the bench against Armagh in those two games, and, well, very, very effective as well, Martin.
Oh, yeah, well, we know what he can do. I mean, going through the years and all, it's not, just, even his pass in the last day, his ability to see, to vision, because the great thing, the one thing every people tell you about Gaelic football is it's actually played with the body, but it's won with the head, and Mackay has a brilliant head, and it's a good way to be. He's probably not fit enough to last the whole match, so he's a great option to have coming off the bench, and in both games, you know, he made a big, big difference, and, you know, you always need that bit of experience, and you need something coming off the bench to change the game or to make a difference, and Cian Mackay, they've got that there, you know, and a lot of other subs come in, and, you know, Oisin Pearson started the last day, he's only young, he's only 19, you know, they've Jack Brady to come off the bench as well, they've got quality on the bench as well, you know, and most of them are all young lads who have plenty of legs, you know, and they're coming with serious momentum into this final, you know, of all the teams. I think an interesting stat, since the last time Cavan were in an Ulster final, every single team in Ulster has been in an Ulster final since that.
We'll focus on Donegal, our native county here. We had one of the best performances I think I've seen or witnessed from a Donegal team in a number of years against Tyrone. Not just building that up, but it was a very good performance. It's not going to be the case, I don't think, against Cavan. As you indicated already, the game plan is going to be to curtail Donegal, you think, Martin?
Well, you'd feel that they're going. I mean, like every team, they're going to target the Donegal big name players. But the only good thing about it is, and it happened against Tyrone, is that there was other players that came good against Tyrone, and that's what you need. We need other players to shine, you know. I mean, a big player this year for Donegal has been Jamie Brennan. I mean, his performance against Fermanagh was good, but his first half performance against Tyrone, to score, you know, scored 1-3 and could have had the other goal as well. But his ability to turn on a sixpence, he's been marked by Michael McKiernan, and you know, it's great to have that quality. Everybody will focus on Michael Murphy and Patty McBrady in the past. Now they've got Jamie Brennan as well there, inside forward. And so, you know, we look at it from that point of view, that, you know, there's big pluses, although, you know, Michael Langan, I thought, had a very good game the last day. Kieran Thompson did really well, you know. I mean, the good thing about it is you're not just depending on the lads that you hope to do well. And I think that's what you need to have. You need to have other players performing when there are players being marked.
You touched on the keepers as well there. Our own keeper, Sean Patton, has had a fantastic game against Tyrone. How important is that going to be?
Yeah, Sean Patton has been, brilliant. You know, all along, we always knew that. The players were always saying how good a goalkeeper he was when they worked with him. They saw him right away in training that day. And suppose the last day when Tyrone didn't go as defensive as they normally would, and they allowed Donegal 1-1, his ability to hit players with the ball was great. I mean, a goalkeeper now and a free taker is becoming the most important two players in daily football, and maybe the goalie even nearly more important than the free taker. And the most important thing with the goalie is not his ability to save, to be a shot stopper. It's his ability to check out, so it's very important. So when you've got both, what Sean Patton has, he's a brilliant shot stopper, and as well as that, he's a brilliant, you know, with a kick out. So it's great from a Donegal point of view, and you feel that, you know, teams, I'd say Cavan will say, look at it, and I say, right, maybe we'll give the kick outs to Donegal, because he's going to get them, Sean Patton's going to get them away anyway, and that's decisions management have to make. You know, I just happened to talk to Rory Dollar during the weekend. I was asking him about that there, and he said he just knew he couldn't, and he worked with Sean Patton, he wouldn't be able to win. Sean Patton was that good with the kickouts. He said the best thing to do was merely to give Donegal the kickouts, because we're going to win them anyway.
Looking forward to next Sunday. It's a sellout already, Martin. There's going to be a fantastic atmosphere there. Donegal come in as firm favourites. Look, Cavan, from Cavan's point of view, it's managing the occasion.
Yeah, that'll be it, exactly. But I think the Wall, as I said, they're young, but they're very, very successful at underage level. So they're used to winning Ulsters and that there, and that makes a big difference. You know, I saw it myself when we came through way back in 1983. There were seven of the under-21 team that won the All-Ireland the year before, and we won Ulster that year. You know, so I think, you know, having young lads with momentum and everything else, and they're coming, you know, they're dangerous. As you said, Donegal are favourites and everything else. But the one thing I like about Donegal, the players, is that they're very level-headed. They'll keep their feet on the ground. People involved with the team will keep them down. So, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. The first half it'll be important to win the battle. It'll be important, everything else. But I wouldn't, you can't rule Cavan out of this. You know, they're, you know, a lot of people are thinking, I'm down here in Galway waiting for the corner final here, and everybody's here talking about Donegal. You could win in All Ireland, or Donegal are going to put up to Dublin. One game, that's not the way it works. But everybody down here seems to be very excited about Donegal, which is a great thing to have. But you have to get over the next game, and that's the most important thing, is Ulster final. Because if you win it, you're in the Super 8s, and you get that 4 weeks to get ready for the Super 8s, which is very important. Where if you lose it, you have that other game before you get into the Super 8s. You know, so that's why it's so important from Donegal's point of view to win this Ulster championship.